Morning, everyone. Welcome. It's the 22nd day of June. Can you believe that? We're on the run home. Yesterday was the longest day, wasn't it? It was the winter solstice yesterday.
Shortest day.
So now we're on the way back. That's good. We're over the hump. We're on the way back. You happy with that or not?
Oh, it feels a lot better. It feels so much better knowing that.
Jake Lever from the Demons to join us. Oh, I tell you what, I'm going to talk about the Demons and their run home hard. Our Gold Coast CEO, Mark Evans, they're on everyone's agenda at the moment, rightfully so. Where are they at as a footy club? He'll join us. And then some royalty from the Australian Basketball Fraternity. When you say royalty, you only think of one man, Andrew Gaze, to talk about Ben Simmons and what's going on.
You are a bloody genius.
From that point of view, your calls 1300 736 736. Your text on the temper text machine 0433 98 11 16. Welcome, Wispy.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. You're moving a lot better this morning than what you were yesterday. Did you get some assistance yesterday? Did you?
Yes, I did. I spent the whole day in bed.
You told me that you had torn it off the bone.
You know, I think it is.
Has it righted itself? Has it?
No. I think it is. Yes.
I thought you were going for an MRI.
Well, I couldn't get in, so.
You couldn't get in?
No.
What?
My man
you
was
couldn't
busy
get in
yesterday.
Oh, no. Haven't you slipped down the totem pole if you
probably
couldn't get in?
Probably.
Why didn't you give me a call and I could have given you my man's number? He would have got you in yesterday.
Well, I wasn't in any great rush yesterday.
Well, like it looked like an emergency to me.
It's not like I got to play this week.
Yeah, but it looked like an emergency. You were wandering around yesterday limping.
Yes, well, that's what happened.
In pain. I was worried about you.
Sorry for being in pain. Couple of quick things before I get into maybe something a bit more serious. Usain Bolt has had, did you say twin boys? I
thought twin boys, yeah. Two.
I'll tell you what, he's named one of them Thunder.
Yeah.
Which is, again, whoever sent that to me is one of the great names of all time.
Yeah.
Surely he had to go with Lightning for his other twin boy.
What did he go with?
Saint Leo. Oh. G'day everyone. Welcome to my two kids. Here's Saint Leo. Oh, and here's Thunderbolt. What about St. Leo's going to grow up with a complex, isn't he?
I wonder if he considered Andrew.
No, I don't reckon he did consider Andrew. Thunderbolt is one of the great names that you could possibly hope for to be named for. It puts a bit of pressure
that
on
you. That does put a little bit of pressure on the bit, kid.
But your kid's going to be under some pressure anyway because he's Usain Bolt's son. But,
that is a great name.
He and his partner, Cassie Bennett, Thunderbolt and St. Leo Bolt.
Oh, there'd be a family connection there somewhere with the St. Leo. I reckon probably what happened, because they're having the twin boys, they decided that he could name one and his partner, Cassie, is it? Cassie.
I just read that. I just told you what the partner's name was. Casey.
Casey. She could name the other.
What's the best name that you've heard from your friends? If you've got friends out there. I think the Wisp's got one of the great names for his grandson.
Digger Wisp.
Digger Wisp is up there with Thunderbolt. That is, if you don't believe me, if you think we're mucking around, one of Wisp's grandchildren is named Digger Wisp, not Watson, but
Digger Wispy.
Digger Wispy.
No, he will be Digger. You know what he's going to be? He's actually going to be hyphen now too, so he's going to be Digger Wispy Watson McDonald.
Digger Wispy Watson McDonald. Yeah. That is, I put that in the top five. Can you, if you want to share one from your family or from someone that you know, I've got Thunderbolt and Digger Wispy Watson McDonald at the moment.
As this person's just reminded me too that his other daughter, he's already got a daughter, and her name is Olympia Lightning.
I like that. Lightning's a second name. Oh, righto. Okay, Wal, thanks for that. Olympia Lightning Bolt. Yeah, I love that too. Oh, well, St. Leo, you'll do as the best you can with what you got.
Has Ben, your son, has he ever complained about how plain his name is? Has he come back and said, Dad, you could have gone with a little bit more bling with my name?
No.
Never?
Not that I know of. Ben, not Benjamin. You went with Job. That would have been pretty radical at the time.
Out of the
OBJ1 Kenobi.
That's a biblical name.
Yeah.
Patience of Job. That's spelt in the Bible though, it's spelt J-O-B, but I didn't think that was probably going to be the right way to go.
This person reckons he should have gone with Thunder and Nutson.
Nuts and Bolt.
Steel side bottom is a good one.
Steel side bottom.
Yeah. That's one of the good ones. Anyway, send them through. Send them through and just
Oh, Tony Jones on Channel 9 News. Who would be watching Channel 9 News out there? Surely nobody watches Tony Jones on Channel 9 News.
It's just ridiculous.
And that's only a joke. Please don't take it seriously, anybody, and write it up in some sort of way.
My mate's kid is called Wolfgang. Have you got a
wolf? We've got a wolf, yeah.
You got a wolf as well.
Yeah, we've got a wolf.
You got a Huxley, a wolf, and a wispy.
The three boys are Huxley, and his middle name's Bear.
So Huxley Bear.
He's Huxley Bear.
That's in my top five too. Huxley Bear.
And Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Digsy, Digger.
Boys, may God strike me down if this is not true. There are three kids in Early Beach called Tigger, Roo and Ehor. Late teens, early 20s.
I know two boys named Michael and Jordan.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Anyway, hey, you are the NBA expert here as we go through our ramble. We've got lots to talk about today. We've got Jakey Lever coming in and coming on Mark Evans and Andrew Gaze.
Could be a sad ramble, this one. We go down this hole.
Well, you're the NBA man. Ben Simmons.
Mm.
Some of the stuff. Now, I obviously am aware of what's going on. Ben Simmons, this is from a guy called Mike Meltzer, who's a radio bloke over there. Ben Simmons sitting out the last couple of possessions of Game 7 as a 24-year-old making $169 million, number one overall pick, is one of the biggest disgraces I've ever seen in my life of watching the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And another one, his teammates have to be sick.
Yep.
I hope he's not reading this stuff.
Well, I hope he just disappears for a while, you can. How do you disappear when you're 6'11" and you've just played off in the NBA final series? And everybody's talking about you. How do you actually disappear? Where do you disappear to?
Oh, on a yacht in the Caribbean. Stay out in the middle of the...
They'd know you out there as well.
So is he not going to be... His coach couldn't guarantee that he'd be there as part of the setup going forward, as I understand it. Doc Rivers, who's been a great supporter of his. We're obviously fascinated. He's getting eviscerated there.
Yes, he is.
Is it fair and reasonable or not? There is my question.
Well, I feel for him, but at the same time, and this...
He didn't take a shot at one stage.
No, we can just throw this out there, okay? He lost his confidence. What they decided to do was, because he was shooting so poorly from the free throw line, from the stripe, they started a tactic in the playoffs to start to foul him and send him more and more to the line, right? Mm-hmm. So he had to shoot, right? Mm-hmm. And then that would break the momentum of the other team, of his team as well. And then yesterday, when he had the chance, he could have dunked the ball effectively. He could have dunked the ball. He elected to pass it because he didn't want to have to take the shot as well. So he just lost confidence completely. Now, when you're the point guard, you're being paid that sort of money.
Mm.
Your job is to, you know, set up, do all the other bits and pieces, but to shoot. You've got to be able to shoot. That's one of the prerequisites of playing basketball. And getting the bag, as we say, getting all the money, because you're supposed to be, when the game gets tight, the ball goes to you, or there's two or three players the ball goes to. It should be going to him, and he should be putting the icing on the cake.
So his coach was asked whether he could be, if Ben Simmons could be a championship point guard at any stage. Now, I think throughout the season he was a bit unequivocal. Like I read some stuff from Doc Rivers about his glowing praise. This is what he had to say after this game.
Doc, do you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
That's right.
I don't know the answer to that right now.
And then his teammate, Joel Embiid, so he's really had that criticism from his coach publicly.
The coach is off him.
Yeah, he's off him now, effectively. And if that's what he's saying publicly, you can only imagine what he's saying privately. And then the other big-name player in that team is a guy by the name of Joel Embiid, right? He was asked the question post-game. I think we've got that too.
Yeah, he did. They said to him, what did he think the turning point was?
Man, I'll be honest. I thought the turning point was... I don't know how to say it, but I thought the turning point was just, you know, we had an open shot and, you know, we missed, we made one free throw, and We missed the other, and then they came down and scored, we didn't get a good possession.
So what he's saying was Ben Simmons had the opportunity to take a shot, didn't take it. Yeah, didn't take it, and that was the turning point in the game. Mm. Is it as simple as this? When you're on the big money, there is an expectation, whether you like it or not. When you're on the big money in sports, the expectation is that you will perform. Okay. That's what you're paid to do, aren't you?
100%.
You can't hide from that.
No, you cannot.
You can't shy away from that. No, that's what the expectation is. Mm. Now, we're going to talk to Gazy later about this, who obviously knows more about all this than you and I, but he will play for Australia at the Olympics, Ben Simmons.
I hope he does.
Maybe that's going to be a great thing for him, to be able to get out of the, you know, like the NBA bubble, the American bubble, go to the Olympics.
I'll tell you why it might be a great thing for him. Because the Australians will wrap their arms around him and he will feel more love in that. Well, when I say more love, he's now obviously feeling, he would be feeling ostracized on the back of the coach and the star player saying those sorts of things. If he gets into the Australian team, they will wrap their arms around him and make him feel as loved as he ever has. So from that point of view, emotionally, it might be a great thing.
You're good in these areas. How do you rebuild somebody's confidence in themselves?
Well, that's why I think, you know, I hope he doesn't hesitate in terms of playing for Australia, because
he needs to get back out there, doesn't he?
Well, and with a group of people who would, and you know what the Aussie spirit's like, they would hate seeing this from Ben. And then Ben comes and plays for the Australian singlet, then that's great. They'd just close ranks around him and protect him and make him feel loved and celebrate his greatness rather than play on the weaknesses that have been exposed through these final series. I think it'd be a fantastic thing. And then from an NBA point of view, I don't get it. I don't understand it enough in terms of how you do rebuild. Yep. You go to another team that would embrace him for who he is and what he does. I don't know. I mean, you'd have to carry his contract if you trade him, I'd imagine.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, the basketball contracts are guaranteed. Right, so he's on a franchise contract, which means that he gets paid huge amounts of money. Mm. Huge. I think the equivalent's like about 35, maybe 40 million Australian a year.
Yep.
A year, Gary. That is
how much?
A year. That's 35, 40 million Australian a year to play basketball. Mm. If he moves from where he is now to another team, that contract goes with him.
Yeah.
So the next team has to pay that too. Now they're looking at him thinking, this is what happens. You know, like, what are we getting? We get Ben Simmons, but he can do all these great things. He's one of the best defensive players in the game. He's got a great handle on the ball, that type of thing. He's a great assist player. But if we're building a team that we want to compete for a championship with, is he going to be that guy?